This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Hold your carriage horses and tighten those corsets. Bridgerton is back. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Has Penelope truly pushed aside her feelings for Colin? Will Colin realize his feelings before another suitor takes Penelope's hand? And will Penelope's secret identity as famed gossip writer Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? This gentle reader can't wait to find out. Watch part one of Bridgerton now, only on Netflix. Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special of the U Up podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It's so good to be back here with you, Jordana. We love a Sunday special. Small, bite-sized episodes, great for sharing with friends. We have the text messages.
Love when we have the raw materials, as I
right.
like to say.
The raw yes. materials. I like that. Yeah. Yes. It is
Do you ever do a DBQ?
What's a DBQ?
It's a document-based question that you, it was like a test that we took. Maybe it was New York.
This feels thing. Very corporate.
It was a new, no, it was like New York-based like high school or like middle school test that you had to take.
Okay.
Where they'd give you like the raw materials of some historical thing. Like here's the actual Constitution or here's like the actual letter from this farmer to this person. And then you had to like interpret the stuff based on the raw materials. I feel like that's what we do here. That was
came it's like very reading nerdy. Comprehension,
yes,
so to speak.
Kind of that.
Yeah. I don't know.
But instead of reading a textbook, you'd read like the actual material, raw material.
I think I'd be okay with it because I comprehended the explanation you gave.
Yeah. Probably wasn't even a good explanation. Very bad. That's why I would, it's so funny. Some people love like the idea of like being a teacher or a professor. I'm like, I cannot explain anything to anyone ever.
Teacher. Professor, I wouldn't want it.
Wouldn't work well with me.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah. I'd be like, ugh, you don't get it? Fine. Yeah. Fuck you.
Just get it.
Yeah,
or don't. Just... Whatever.
Yes. You didn't do the homework, you fucking idiot.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we don't have a U Up University yet.
Not yet. But you know what we do have? The U Up podcast is on YouTube. Hi, YouTube land. And you can go to betches.co/YouTube and it'll take you right to the page, the homepage for the U Up podcast. So you hit subscribe. That's right. That's your masterclass.
Yes.
You get to hang with J&J live on YouTube every Wednesday and Sunday. So the beauty of it is you get to see us. We're animated.
Yeah.
We are moving hands and shit.
Exactly. Jared's making a lot of faces. I'm making fewer faces, but
right.
still more than none that you see that you hear on audio.
Right. It's like you sit in the room with us.
Yeah.
That's how nice it is. So, but welcome. We want you to subscribe to the YouTube channel. If we get to 10K, we're doing some dating app profile makeovers.
Yeah. And we're getting there. We're inching closer to that 10K milestone.
Every day we get closer. Yes. So, anything going on with you, Jordana?
What's going on with me? I've got oversharing right now. We're in what day does this come out?
October 9th. Good old October 9th.
We're in the thick of it.
The leaves have changed.
Yes.
You got your hoodie sweaters out.
The U Up haunted house is just right around the corner.
I'm sitting there with the wooden hammer and nails.
Right.
Just getting it ready.
The ghosts are coming out.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. It's it's ghosting season.
Is it ghosting season? I guess probably because you're less likely to see someone that you've ghosted out and about.
Well, I guess the reason it's called ghosting is you know you are being haunted by this person that isn't really there.
Never gave you any closure. They're right. between worlds.
Right.
Yes.
And you can see them when they show up on your Instagram stories or they show up watching, you know, liking your stuff, but they're not there. You can't really hug them.
Yeah.
You can't really touch them, but they're out there. So I would say the ghosting season is here because it's a lot of summertime things that just didn't work out. The fizzlers.
I agree. And I don't know. I guess it's going to be an interesting time to get through that weirdness. How do you? I recommend blocking. Anyone
block.
Who you're like, this doesn't feel good when I see this person's
right.
when I'm reminded of this person's existence, just block them.
Marie Kondo.
There's a thing for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't give you pleasure.
Exactly. What do you have coming up?
Oh, I got shows. I got shows in different area codes.
You do.
Area codes. Shows.
It's the show's song.
Shows. Milwaukee, Mohegan Sun, Baltimore, Richmond, Boston. Second show added. Miami. I'm going to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami. You know, I'm going to be there Thanksgiving weekend. And then New York City. We're taping a special. I'm getting...
It's going to be amazing.
Ready.
Ready to go.
Co-produced with Betches.
It's going to be so such a excited. Good show. I'm sure it's... If it's been on sale, I'm sure it's already sold out by now.
I hope to the gods above.
I'm so excited. I'll be there front row with That's a video right. camera like Amy Poehler and Mean Girls. Very
wait.
Excited. Are your actual parents going to come?
Real parents? My real folks? Yeah. I don't know. Probably. I'd like to have them come.
That'd be fun. I haven't seen your parents in a while.
My mom actually said to me, tell Jordana... Jordana, she Jordana. Calls you. That's Jordana.
I get that a lot. Yeah.
Tell Jordana I said hi.
Okay.
That was well, tell, she really does think Kim about I you a lot. I'll let her know.
Really?
Yeah, she asked about you more than a lot of people. She asked about you a lot.
Wow.
Anytime I go and do a show on the road, I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to Buffalo. I'm going to, or the city that should not be said. I'm going to Albany. And she'll be like, is Jordana going?
Oh,
I'm
no.
like, this isn't a... You uptown. This
yeah.
is a stand up.
And well, tell Kim I say hi.
I'll let her know. I'll play her this clip.
And I hope we're seated next to each other
right.
when she comes to the special.
Perfect. You guys can
we're
talk
due
the
for
whole
a catch
show.
Up.
Yes. That's what I want. Yeah, it is very funny because we have she is the worst. Is it like this with your mom? She is the worst at hanging up.
She's the worst? What? Yes.
What? Well, I'll be like, okay, I got to go. And she'll go, yeah. And then we'll have our second half of the conversation.
But wait, what about?
Right.
Yeah.
It's only when I got to go.
They don't even listen. They're not even they're not even taking that. Like, it's as if you never said it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to go. So tomorrow, you know, like, what? Okay, I got to go. Okay. Then my mom will go, okay, goodbye. I love you. And waiting.
Right. yeah. I said, I love you.
Right. Love you too. I gotta go. Hang on. Is Jordana doing okay? And I'm like, okay. Goodbye.
I totally feel that. Nothing gives me naked confidence like really nailing a tough workout. There's a real sense of power that comes from pushing your body to its limits and conquering it like a champ. But a very close second, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. It's the game-changing whole body deodorant for those who love feeling confident from head to toe. And you Up listeners can now receive a special offer. New customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code UUP at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com. Making sure that I smell good is like one of my top things to feel confident. If I'm scared that I might be like having an odor, that is going to totally throw off my confidence. So I love Lumi so I can feel confident that I'm smelling fresh every day. Lumi is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Yes, anywhere. It's baking soda free, paraben free, and pH balanced for safe use below the belt. Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. More like a pre-odorant. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Choose from a variety of bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, or toasted coconut. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code UUP for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code UUP at LumiDeodorant.com. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming up, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. Honestly, I love pretty much everything Skims makes, but I really love their t-shirts. They're like form-fitting, and they make my body just look that much smoother. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It has amazing versatility. It is literally a must-have for a spring wardrobe. They're stretchy, they're flattering. You can dress it up or dress it down, and you don't have to worry about compromising style or comfort. I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in marble, and it's really just changed the game for me. It's taking the regular t-shirt, it's leveling it up. There's no stretched collars or hems, and it literally fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select you up in the drop-down menu that follows. If you're like me and shudder at the thought of low-rise jeans and pluck-thin eyebrows making a comeback, you're a millennial. And if you're a millennial, it's time to add Clarins Multi-Active Cream to your daily routine. I have to tell you, I'm a huge Clarins fan. I've been using them for years. I love, love, love them. They are such high quality. They're like a legacy brand. My skin always looks better whenever I'm using Clarins products, and it's no different with the Clarins Multi-Active Cream. You've been adulting for a while, so the daily stress of just trying to keep your life together can cause stress aging. Yes, that's a thing. The good news, Europe's number one skincare line has a solution you can trust. Rooted in nature and innovated with science, Clarins has a long legacy of creating industry-first, plant-forward products. Using a skin charger complex made of 2% niacinamide and sea holly bio extract, Clarins Multi-Active Cream has been clinically proven to target the first visible signs of aging by smoothing lines and wrinkles, refining pores, evening tone and texture, and strengthening the skin's moisture barrier. While Multi-Active Cream can't bring back the golden age of boy bands, it can de-stress your skin. Go to clarins.com/UUP and get Multi-Active Day and Night Cream for 10% off, a free welcome gift, plus free shipping on your first order. That's clarins.com/UUP with promo code UUP, clarins.com/UUP with promo code UUP. Let's get into today's email. Let's do it.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, why don't you read it?
Should I reach out again if the timing wasn't right before?
The old, age-old question. Old
timing. J&J just started listening to y'all's podcast last year, and I'm a huge fan. Jared, my brother and his fiance saw you in Denver at my urging and said you had them cackling.
Wow, love to hear that.
Cackle City. I think I have kind of a deal reveal, more of a please tell me what to do. I met a guy on the apps about a year ago. We went on a couple of dates and I had a great time. After our second date, he sent me the following text. Okay.
It's a long ass text.
I'll be him. This okay. is a full iPhone long.
Multi, and it's also, I do think there's something nice. This guy has broken the text into multiple paragraphs.
Yeah, this guy put a lot of, it feels like he was there was caregiving.
It seems like he wrote it on like a Word document and then right. pasted it from there onto the text.
You may be right. Okay. Okay, he writes, hey, I really hate to do this because you're so cool, but I owe you full honesty and transparency. I don't think we should go out anymore with me moving in a month. To be honest, you're one of the most amazing people I've met since moving here, but the reality still stands that I'm moving in a few weeks. I don't want to delay the inevitable and make this worse. You deserve someone present, authentic, vulnerable, and 1,000% your own.
After two dates, this guy is making a statement.
I mean, my God, I hate doing this over text and I'd like to stay friends, but I understand if you think that's a ridiculous idea. I just had to get it all off my chest today. Thank you for caring about my life so much to ask all the deep questions. Not many people do that, so it caught me off guard. And for some reason, I feel so comfortable around you that I can open up like I do with others. I feel like you'd got to know me a hell of a lot better than the few things I learned about you. And you miraculously remembered stuff that I barely remember telling you about. If you're in Nashville, I'd love to catch up over a beer and tell you all the craziness updates with my shit show of a family. Oh, she gets to hear more about him. Seems like she listened a lot. Thank you for not turning that into an opportunity to rant about me, by the way. But listen, by the way. You're really good at that.
You're really good at listening to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to hear more about me. If you want to hear more about me.
Next time you're visiting.
Me.
Yeah.
I think I'm being scatterbrained, and for that I sincerely apologize. You're awesome, and I wasted your time. He's really getting ahead of himself. But I'm glad we met and wish you nothing but the best moving forward.
It's funny that he's wrote, I think I'm being scatterbrained, but in this, it's all in the same message. So if he really thought he was being scatterbrained, he probably could have edited it. It's not like a one text after the other.
Right.
But anyway, I don't know if that matters as much. Then she says, wow, I really appreciate the honesty and kind words. To be honest, I knew this was inevitable, but after getting to know you, I was probably crazily hoping this could work. But I totally understand if that's not something you're looking for. Please don't ever think you wasted my time. I had so much fun getting to know you and going out with you. You are so, and then it cuts off and she didn't include the rest.
Okay, so I'll read the rest of the message. Before I do, we're on YouTube, we're taping everything. I just picked my nose and I am so self-conscious about it now. I literally
was now like, we have to keep that in.
Well, I guess we got
to
keep
otherwise
it in.
Otherwise, they could have just panned to me.
But right. But I don't know. But I don't know if everything's on you all the time. You used to be able to come in this. I could come in here, shit my pants for all I care.
I'm sorry. Jorge, are you on nose picking duty?
Did you see it?
If Jordana is speaking, the camera will be on her.
It will be?
Yeah.
Okay. I wish I had known. I picked my nose during you
now,
talking.
The jig is out. The
right.
Jig is up.
Like now it's like if you start to, like start talking.
I'm talking right now. Okay.
It's going to come back to me.
I mean, he has the footage. He's probably just going to choose not to use it. But now that we've had that discussion, yeah, right. I feel like that should get
you
people
keep
to the
it.
YouTube page.
Right. You're going to see me like do it, realize it. You're going to see me pick my nose, then realize, shit, I'm on fucking camera. Hold on to the bug in the finger. I still have the bug.
Don't put it under the podcast table.
No. I was going to flick it respectfully, but now I can't even do that. I'm going to put it on my own yellow slice of paper.
In case you were unsure if Jared was a disgusting.
Right. Here's the bug. I just want to zoom in. Come on. We're living in the land of honesty. Okay. I just want to make sure Boog has been seen.
Noted.
Okay. You can see my nice handwriting.
Did you curl it up into a ball?
That's how you do it.
Okay.
How do you
and
pick your nose?
The cookie crumbles. Well,
it's like everything's on camera. We've been taping for 8 hours. You know, I got to pick my nose. I pick my nose.
If that doesn't get us a subscriber,
I
don't know what will. You really want to
embarrassing myself
it. You
every
can zoom
day.
In. It's the it's
we
the
zoomed.
Evidence.
We
yes.
got the bug. It was a small one. I am a nose scratcher, but sometimes it turns into a pick.
Yeah,
I mean,
we've all been there, you know. Some more frequently than others, clearly.
Hold on. Like Adam Levine, I care about two things in my life.
What are they?
My family and a clean nose breath way.
That's for you, the listeners.
That's
he had to
right.
clear it out so he wouldn't sound nasally.
I just wanted to be good for you. Okay, so let's move on.
Now that we've gotten that out of our systems.
I couldn't have, what I kept going through my mind is that someone would take the screenshot and then send it to me. And
well,
I'd be like,
you know.
I would go in my head, I'd go, I wouldn't act like I don't remember this.
You would have gotten away with it. If not,
I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you kids. You snot-nosed kid. Well, I'm the snot-nosed.
Well, yeah, okay. Now, I mean, I think you've outed yourself.
Right. I had to. Yeah. I had
yeah.
to.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate the self-awareness. I didn't even notice. I was probably reading.
You were reading. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know the camera wasn't even on me.
Yeah. Well, they got their money's worth for this free subscription.
Right.
Summer is just around the corner, so it's time to say goodbye to those jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I have a lineup of timeless pieces I want that will keep me looking fresh year after year. I'm wearing a Quince sweater literally right now. They make the best cashmere sweaters and they're so well priced. It's like, honestly, my dream store. I also have an amazing down comforter from them. They cut out the middleman and they really just give you these really, really high quality items that last a long time and that they're at an amazing price point. Quince has amazing items like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Get fast, free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. No laundry for you to worry about. And you always have the option to buy what you love, for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code UUP20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code UUP20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code UUP20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. You know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today in the office. I'm wearing their jeans. I love, they also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable. And yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail, a classic. The Rider jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting LEE.com. That's LEE.com to shop spring looks now.
Okay. On to this lonely woman.
Lonely McLonestein.
Lonestein. I knew he was moving, so this didn't really come as a surprise, but still sucked because I was starting to like him. Fast forward a year. I'm a travel nurse who was offered an assignment near my mom's house, close to where he moved. I think I got the rest of the text in the second screenshot, but it says if I'm ever in town where he moved to reach out so we could grab a beer. My question is whether y'all think I should reach out once I accept the assignment. We haven't talked in a while, so I don't know if it's weird to reach out. I feel like just something you'd say to be polite, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to get a beer with him. We're friends on social medias, and we've kept up very infrequently over text. I have been on a few dates over the past year, but nothing serious. From his socials, it seems it doesn't seem like he's dating anyone. Thanks for doing the Lord's work. Hope y'all see this and can tell me to get out of my head or to move on. Love the dating trials of a traveling nurse. What do you think?
I feel like we get a lot of emails from travel nurses.
Right.
Right? It seems like it got to be our second, third, maybe. I've gotten quite a few. The travel nurse dating scene must be its own separate thing.
Right. I think because what happens as a travel nurse, you can turn that switch off. Okay. You can choose
to stay where you are.
This has been great. I live here now.
Okay.
And we kind of like touched on this in the last episode of like, would you travel? Would you not? Mm-hmm. They're in this position. They're probably young. They're beautiful, whatever, you know, they're single.
They want to see the world.
Seeing the world, and then, oh my, and they probably hear the story. And she stopped moving once she found the guy.
Right.
And again, what do you care? You know, you're moving on. If it doesn't work out in this city, maybe it'll be the next. You're like Bruce Banner and the Hulk, moving town to town.
I wonder if that came up in their dates. Because to me, I'm kind of like, I don't really, I guess the guy's argument makes sense, but it could also, if he wanted an excuse, that's a great one. I'm leaving.
Sure. And I don't know, you know, they only went on two dates. So he was getting ahead of it. He's like, yeah. I know I'm not going to have the headspace for a relationship.
Okay.
So he gets ahead of it by saying, hey, here's this long-winded note about really that I had a great time with you and I'm not trying to like get 2 weeks from now and look like I'm like, out of town. I think this was him getting ahead.
And I kind of, I mean, although I, again, it's very long-winded. I do think the excessive flattery of how much, you know, he's saying he loved the date and it was so intimate and she was asking all the right questions and he felt so close to her. I do think that that does make it feel less offensive.
Yeah. And that's what he's trying to do. His effort, his instincts is, I just don't want this person to think I hate them.
Right.
And.
Or think it's an excuse.
Right.
Even if it is.
But even if it is, and if you felt that, you know, you have to think. Yeah. If you think for 10 minutes longer, you go, well, if this was so magical to you,
right?
Why not let's Ask give this a shot? Let's figure this out. Or you move and we or have let's the best.
Visit each other, yeah.
We have the best last 2 weeks of your life.
Right.
And then.
We take it from there.
Right. But he almost, and this is a lot of guys do this. I do this. You go, I want to go to the next town with nobody.
Okay.
I want the adventure of the next town.
Which is possible. I get that.
I don't want to go with baggage.
Right. I don't want to go with a girlfriend that I just made
behind.
Now I have a long distance relationship.
Right. I'm going to college. I'm not going a freshman year.
Right.
Attached to my girlfriend who's still in high school.
Yeah.
Type of deal.
No, I get that.
So I see where he's coming from. But that also has nothing to do with her.
Right.
She accepted the breakup. Good luck. And she's still thinking about him. Again, like,
you think she should?
Absolutely. Message him. She should message him because, again, I do think dating in the beginning is about being selfish.
Okay.
You liked him. Forget about him.
Sure.
Forget about what he said. You have his number. You liked him. You want to see him again.
Mm-hmm.
But... Let's keep in mind, and I wrote this down. I don't want to lose my booger. Let's keep in mind the outcomes, the possible outcomes. Yeah,
that was going to be my suggestion, is like expect, I would say rank the outcomes in terms of like worst to best, knowing that they're more and more likely the closer you get to worst.
Right. So I wrote them down.
Yes. Okay.
So let's say you get a beer. Marriage.
That's let's say you text him, right? Doesn't answer. That's the worst.
That's the worst. Right, you're right.
Okay. We're thinking about the absolute worst. Then you text him, he asks you to do something. He says he doesn't give you a definitive. I'm saying we're doing worse to
right.
He doesn't give you a definitive date and he says maybe blah blah blah. You don't really get anything down on a time lockdown.
Right.
Then you're kind of not sure what to do with that.
Right. And I would consider that a no.
Right. I would consider that a no too. Then, okay, you make a plan, you go on the date. Then we get to what you thought was the worst case scenario, what I'm deeming the intermediate case scenario. So
getting a beer and having a good time with a friend.
Okay.
I don't even think that's that bad.
If she wants more.
Well, these maybe. Are the outcomes that could happen. Okay. What she wants, I guess, is not important at this point.
Okay.
She has to. She wants feel to date those, him, but I'm saying like, she does. Yeah. It does seem like that, but she's like, right now she's not even saying that. She's like, should I reach out? So like, of the scenarios, reach out, no answer. Reach out, no plan. Reach out, plan, but it's really just friends.
Okay.
Reach out, plan. It's a date. You hook up.
Okay.
And nothing more.
And then that's it.
He says the same thing he said before. I'm not looking for anything serious. I just moved here. You get the same dog and pony show.
Okay.
Meet up, have a beer, hook up. He says he wants to make a try.
Yeah. Wants to ask you out again.
Ask you out again, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like he would more likely just ask you out instead of.
Right. Or, hey, let's do something tomorrow again.
Right. Yeah.
You guys spend the whole weekend together. Or all up until you go to the next place.
Just a great weekend together, full of you asking him more questions about his life.
Right. Full of him talking, you listening.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, the romantic Cinderella story. You get the drink and this turns into a relationship and marriage and kids. And now you got the Our Story page.
Yes.
Well, we met and he was moving. And then he moved to my town. Or then I moved to the town and I said, let's get a beer. You know, that's right. What it would become.
Does travel nurse mean that, like, she has to, how long is she staying?
We can look this up, but I think it's like 6 week rotations or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, here's our other question. She's saying once I accept the assignment, I would also just like not base your decision to go to the city on the possibility of this being a thing.
Right.
Because I can imagine the idea of her doing that. And mm-hmm. I think that sets it up to be like a lot more important than it was mentally healthy.
Right. And,
like if she wants to go, and Nashville's like a normal, Nashville's cool city. I think that's a great place to do this kind of thing.
Great place.
But I would go in with the low expectations so that you're not like, you don't feel super bummed if it doesn't turn into this romantic story that you've put on this pedestal.
Right. I guess it goes, do I want to go to Nashville?
Right.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do that before you're like, should I go to Nashville because this guy is there?
Right. So if it's yes, you go to Nashville. You set up yourself where you're going to live, all that stuff.
Right.
Then it's a text. Hey, I know it's been a bit. Want to let you know I'm moving to Nashville on my next rotation. I'd love to get a beer. If you're up for it, totally understand. If you're not, make a plan and I'm down.
Yeah.
That's your text.
I agree.
And then makes a plan or not. And then I think the important part is like saying what you want. Like, and not holding yourself to this, like, well, I'm leaving, you know, on the next rotation. I'd like to get to know you.
Yeah.
I think you have to decide, do you want to get to know this person or not? Yeah. No, just like in general.
Oh,
because they've done two dates. Okay. They're not on date one.
Yeah.
You know, like, and
sounds like she does want to get to know them.
Right. She has to admit that.
Right. I think she kind of did. She said she's like, in, you know, would it be weird to reach out because I got a beer?
But to him.
Oh, you're saying for him to decide.
Or she needs to decide that.
Yeah.
For like to impart that to him. Hey, the beer can start at two people catching up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a point where you start to decide, you know, you go, is this a date or not?
Right. And then I think the other part is of it is like, what do I want out of this interaction?
Right.
What's my goal? Is my goal, am I okay with the goal ending with we meet up and we hook up and then that's kind of it? Is that, if that scenario happens, which is a possibility, is that going to be like, am I still going to feel like I had a good time?
Right. And if that's not a possibility, you have to admit that to yourself.
Yeah.
Like, hey, if you go back with him and hook up, it's the last you ever see him. And he does the same dog and pony show that he did before.
Are you going to be okay with that?
Yeah. Right. So that means maybe you're not hooking up.
Yeah.
That could mean you're still getting the beer.
You could still go and get the beer and not hook up until you have a better sense of that. And only she knows herself well enough to know
right
how much that would affect her.
Exactly. And that's the hardest part about this whole thing. It's like, you are playing emotional bumper cars with people. You're trying to figure, you know, if you don't know who, you know, most people don't know, that's right. Okay. But like, it is, that's the hardest part about this thing is like, you're like, I like this guy. He's probably like, I like you. And, you know, maybe seeing each other is what you need to go, oh, I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm still checking out this new town.
This feels really good.
Right. Gross.
Yeah. But again, I would not anticipate that. I think when you go in with the highest of anticipations, you're putting a little too much pressure on it, especially if you're going there for this purpose.
We definitely gave her all the options that she didn't want to think about.
Exactly. just think about them. You don't have to dwell on them.
No.
It shouldn't stop you from reaching out. But I just think like if you know what your goal is, then you can know what the things look like that don't feel like they're pointing towards the goal.
Right. Right.
So if your goal is like, I want to date this person and then they're, you know, you're trying to do a hang like at their apartment date or something like that. And it seems like it's leaning towards more of a hookup thing. Then you could say, this doesn't seem like it's on the road towards my goal.
Right. I totally agree. Plus you're going to Nashville.
Yeah.
There's go to Broadway. There's plenty of new single women that show up there every week.
for bachelorette parties, and they're not drunk at all. They're looking to just have a quiet conversation.
And they could tell you about all of their family issues, their crazy dysfunctional families. Right. I'm sure
they need good listeners there. There's a lot of screamers.
And if it doesn't work out, there's a lot of sad country music bars you could cry at.
Plop yourself into. home on the range where the men don't know Answer what they you. Want. Where we move to a new town and we show a little frown and we're not sure if you should wear a wedding gown.
There we go.
Thank you.
Next time you're in Nashville, you should do one of those open
I've done some open mics in my day.
An open music night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll show...
Your guitar, your country song.
My fake guitar.
Like Nashville's probably a great place to go through a breakup.
Oh my God, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's people there.
Great, great spot. If I ever get broken up with again in my lifetime,
we're going to Nashville.
You're coming with.
I'll be there on the.
Yeah. You'll be performing.
home. Yeah. Start singing on stage.
There we go. All right. Thank you, guys.
Solved dating again.
We did it. We did it. We solved dating again. And we will see you on Wednesday. Boom. Bye.
The U Up Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Maddie Paul, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Maddie Paul. Be sure to follow at u.up.podcast on Instagram and send us your emails to uup@betches.com.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back, bringing us another scandalous and sexy season. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. In season 3, longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy odds and expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as famed gossip writer Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part 1 of Bridgerton now, only on Netflix.
Betches.